This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, is a hot dog a sandwich? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
Follow-up email, rad@radradio.com from Bridget.
Hey, Bridget.
So a couple things in this email that we got to step back from. It is National Nurses Week. Chipotle is giving away $1 million worth of free Chipotle this week, which you got to sign up through your app or something like that. But you don't even just have to be a nurse. It's like all healthcare workers.
You're all fabulous, but this is Nurses Week.
It is, but even doctors, like whoever, can get in there. And so there's that element, and then Dawn doesn't want doctors to get a full week because they already get too much credit or something like that. So
I love doctors, put
all of that into Bridget. So this video came out that's gone viral of this woman who claims that she bought this burrito at Chipotle for her sister, and her sister bit into it, spit out a bug, which you see in the video in the foil of the burrito wrapping next to the burrito. And it's gotten 1 million views, and people are saying, I'm never going to go to Chipotle again. And you have 2 reactions to that. Mine, which is because you know everywhere else is safe because you haven't seen a video, if you're going to presume that the bug thing is real, which, by the way, bugs, hair, bodily fluids, get into food all over the place. Sometimes maliciously, sometimes accidentally. And then Dawn's point of, we're all just believing this bitch.
Who is she?
We don't know anything about her.
Exactly.
And Kyle doesn't even believe it's a bug in the video.
I swear, if someone puts something on the internet and that's it, it's the gospel.
I'm aware.
Gosh.
Believe me, I'm painfully aware.
It's crazy.
Bridget says, I think this girl is working for Chipotle. Interesting take. Oh. She probably thinks they've given away too much free food to those freeloading doctors. Protecting the brand. Okay. By the way, I did check. There is a National Doctors Week. The good news is it came and went. We didn't talk about it.
End
of March. I didn't hear about Chipotle giving away free burritos to doctors.
They probably got free Rolexes.
Each year, National Doctors Week is celebrated in the U.S. The last week of March. Oh, good. Oh, they got free Rolexes there. Went another one?
Right.
Oh, jeez.
God, it's not even the high-end edition.
Give it to the nurse.
Coming up at the top of the hour during the commercial break, instead of on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, the sights and sounds of the behind the scenes going on, you're going to get the Dogwoods Resort canine cam.
Oh, do we get a puppies?
Usually, yes, although we've really expanded the definition of puppies and canines. But this time, we're not even just going to show like maggot videos or videos we've taken of random animals. We're going to go back to the new bonus canine cam trend, which we started last week, where a bear at the Seattle Zoo swooped in his own enclosure. I mean, they invaded him and ate a family of ducks.
Oh, God, the poor ducks!
And the thing that is going to make that hard to top is that he ate the mama duck and the baby ducks in front of a bunch of screaming, yelling children of elementary school age who were there watching it all unfold. There's always that added element when you have the kids who are being exposed to nature right there in front of their eyes. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, that's kind of cool. As these things go viral, we'll just keep posting them on the canine cam. And so we did yesterday. We had the lions who were humping on the roof of a Jeep during a safari.
Thank you. It's fantastic.
I found out in getting that video that if you Google lions humping, there's all sorts of videos. So we played those montages yesterday.
A wimble.
We had a real slut lioness who like took on 4 or 5 brothers at once. They just kept trading, taking turns with her.
Jeez.
So today, In that vein, we have a viral video that's worldwide. It's a terrifying moment of a charging hippo.
Oh.
It attacked a boat full of tourists in Namibia, which is, of course, in
Africa.
Right.
Africa.
It's in the southwestern continent of Africa.
Okay, I knew that part.
Of course, Namibia is bordered by the countries of
Congo,
Cairo,
Chad.
Oh, wait, that's in Egypt.
No, Chad's, I said southwest, Chad's way up here.
Oh, okay, so northeast. New Africa?
Russia.
South Africa.
South Africa's one.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
Russia? Russia?
I'm just screaming
and,
out
me. And Botswana.
Oh, that's
yes, that's okay. The yeah. one oh. that was at the tip of my tongue.
I love that, Brandon. Oh, that's right.
Botswana.
Yes, of course, Botswana. So the boat was cruise. It's a tour. It's across, it's going down the Chobe River when it came across a pod of hippos bathing in the water. Now, the skipper, he's seen this pod of hippos before. He approached from a safe distance when suddenly a large male hippo charged at the boat. All of this captured, of course, on video by one of the safariers.
God, oh God.
The skipper jumps into action, tries to facilitate an escape, but the boat is on the ground, on minimal ground, on shallow water, so it's at the mercy of the huge marine mammal as the hippo opens its huge mouth and starts to chomp down
on
the boat's outboard motor.
Oh my God, like the game.
Leaving the plastic surroundings cracked. The game is Hungry Hungry Hippo.
I thought it was Guess Who?
Jackie Boshoff, who was on the river tour at the time of the incident, says she, quote, actually couldn't believe what was happening in front of me.
That'd be scary. Good Lord.
They're violent.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hippo runs over, takes a few bites, runs away. Everything's fine. Aww. You can't believe it, really, you bitch? You went on a safari to Africa. Well, what do you think might happen?
You're entering there.
I actually couldn't believe it.
Just throw some white marbles at it. You'll be fine.
So the boat still worked and everything? They weren't stranded and left there for hippo food?
They lived to post it. It all went viral.
Okay, good point.
Yeah. So in the process of that, because that's the one that's viral right now, if you do a little search for hippo attacks, we have some other videos coming up in the Canine Cam bonus video on the way at the top of the hour. We have another video of an angry hippo that attacks a wildlife safari truck in the aforementioned Botswana. Hippos are big down there.
Hippos are big everywhere, you know? Like
that's a good point.
They're just large.
There's nowhere that hippos are not big.
In size.
Words matter. Thank you, Brando. This one's juicy. This is almost National Geographic-esque, but it wouldn't make the cut. Because we have a hippo that attacks three lions that are crossing the river.
Awesome.
One of the few animals lions have to worry about.
Yep.
But... Uh-oh. Of course, there's three lions. You can only go after one of the lions.
Yeah.
You know, the weakest.
Oh, God.
Lion gets away. And if you watch all the way to the end of the video, the hippo is going back in the water. And you can see, like, all the other hippos are, like, looking at him like, Stan, how did you let him get away? Dude,
right,
we've practiced this over and over. We thought you had it. Stan's just hanging his hippo head like,
I'm a bad hippo.
Man. Could have shot.
Can they even eat lions?
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Oh,
that is so cool. I had no idea.
I like how you assigned the name Stan.
It just looks like a Stan. I felt bad for him when I was watching it.
Oh, poor Stan.
And Brandon gave him the perfect voice. I'm a bad hippo. And then the last one we have, I don't know. Did you put them in the order? It doesn't matter,
yes,
Brandon.
I
okay.
Did.
There's 30 hippos at least. You got to count them if you want. Attacking one crocodile.
Whoa.
Yes. In the last video. So that's coming up on the bonus Canine Cam. What's up, Brandon?
I was going to say, who wins?
Well, you have to watch the video. Uh-huh. On Rad TV at members.radradio.com. We have a holiday
Christmas
file.
Pie, yay! Pie. I can't wait till Christmas.
What?
I can't wait till Christmas. Christmas pie, I can't wait till Christmas.
It is May 7th, which means there are only 232 days until Christmas morning.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, you are.
177 days until Halloween.
Boo.
And hello, this Sunday is Mother's Day.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oops. Don't forget your mom.
I know. You and me both, pal. Order the flowers.
Yeah, right. Flowers.
You guys have good moms.
I know.
Remember them.
That's why I feel bad.
God.
She's important.
We'll get it handled. God, we got until Sunday. Look, we're men. And you expect us to barely remember. God. Okay, we'll get to Mother's Day in a moment. But it's Halloween's been in the news a lot lately because we're halfway or now more than halfway to Halloween, and Home Depot had the audacity to start selling Halloween decorations, including Skelly. Is it Skelly?
Yeah.
Okay. Which sold out the 12-foot skeleton. Oh, why you got to do that so early? I'm going to get mad and buy this all
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
So we now know that at Disney theme parks, spooky season this year will start in August. They always do something. Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party is coming back to Walt Disney World. The same thing with a different name is coming to Disneyland again, called a Disney Halloween Party. We'll return to the Disneyland Resort. The After Hours events, which... are not included in regular theme park admission.
Why would they?
Yeah. That is the part that I just love. Which means
the tickets are so cheap.
You
they
could
include it.
You could. There's two things there, right? You could spend the whole day at Disneyland, but then you get kicked out, and you don't get to go to the Halloween thing unless you've bought the extra tickets. And then, of course, you can just not even go to Disneyland, just buy tickets for this and go to the spooky Halloween thing. Kids and grown-ups alike will be able to see their favorite characters dressed up, don costumes of their own, and go trick-or-treating in the parks.
Ah. Oh, that's cute.
Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween parties will be from 7 p.m. to midnight. Again, they start in August. There's 7 dates in August. And I love how Disney just puts it right to parents in the rear on this. There are 4 dates in August on a Friday, where it's reasonable. Because August now, school starts to begin in the middle of August, depending on where your kids are going to school, right?
Yep.
The other three in August are on a Tuesday night.
Oh, jeez.
Knowing, you know, I mean, what do we care, right? We just write a note to get our kids out of school for any reason.
Yeah, they'll just start late. Yeah.
I mean, we're 30th in education if we're lucky around the country, around the world, rather. So, you know.
We'll just COVID you that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Homeschool kids.
Yeah. Homeschool kids.
There's 13 dates in September where they stick with Tuesdays and Sundays and add in a Monday or two. That's nice. Oh. And there's 18 dates in October, including Halloween. Tickets go on sale May 15th, so a week from tomorrow-ish, I'm guessing. And this year's Disney Parks will introduce a new Descendants party.
Oh.
Inspired by the film Descendants, The Rise of Red, which comes to Disney Plus in July. Now, Brandon, you're giving that as if you know. This is apparently the fourth of these.
Yeah, my stepdaughter, Bella, she's 9, and she loves The Descendants.
Okay.
The story is, the plot with this whole series and movies are that they're the offspring of all of the villains. So they're like the children of the villains, and they go to this high school, and they're like, you know, it's like this is the typical kid teenager type thing, but they're villains kids. So there's like that whole twist to it. And I think that there's some kids of like the good people in the Disney world, but that their focus is the villains.
Okay, so here's what I have on the fourth of the Descendants franchise, The Rise of Red. It's a musical fantasy film. And it stars Red, who's the daughter of the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland.
Yep, there you go.
And Chloe, who's the daughter of Cinderella and Prince Charming.
Yeah, so yeah, there is the good and the bad.
And they team up to travel in time by using the White Rabbit's pocket watch.
Oh.
To undo a traumatic event that caused the Queen to go down an evil path.
Oh, put down the needle, Queen.
It sounds like they're stealing straight from Avengers. The whole time traveling thing, just incorporating the idea.
Why not?
I think the Avengers took it from Back to the Future.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Back to the Future stole it from Star Trek.
It's been around for a while.
I mean, right? I mean, this whole... And Star Trek stole it from Twilight Zone.
There was a terrible movie in the 70s that was all about time travel. It was a romantic... Yeah, remember that one? It was all romance. They kept going back and forth in time.
I think
was awful.
From the moment we had a concept of time, humans were contemplating time travel. There will also be, at these Halloween parties at Disneyland and World, new neon spiderweb themed looks for Mickey and Minnie. Mickey's Boo to You Halloween parade, which is an hour earlier than past years so that littler guests can see it before bedtime. Bedtime. They're not going to school the next day. God. There will be Disney's Not-So-Spooky Spectacular Firework Show and the Hocus Pocus Villain Spelltacular Stage Production.
Oh,
and we're spell
damn.
Tacular. Get it? Like you're
Hocus Pocus?
Cast you.
Yeah.
Dawn mentioned the very reasonable ticket prices. That, of course, is relative. Tickets range from the low end of a mere $119.
Dang.
So a tank of gas. To $199. That's per ticket.
Dang.
By the way, and they go on sale a week from tomorrow. The price sell out in 3 hours.
When you were talking about the trick-or-treat nights that they have, and then
which is every night they do these, yes.
Yeah. And then when you mentioned Halloween, I'm like, God, how much is that ticket? Right? Like, you know they're going to charge them. Wouldn't you think they would charge them more on Halloween?
You would think that. I didn't confirm that, but you would think that. I mean, it is kind of the premium night. All right. Mother's Day is Sunday. I like this story because one of the things that people have been championing is that, you know, woman empowerment, females, you know, getting... Right, all kidding aside, their rightful equal opportunity to show that they cannot run businesses as well as men.
Oh,
that's
God.
Why we give them the opportunity. Of course you can try to fly the plane. Good luck with that.
Oh, man, you're such a brat.
Now, along the way, one of the things that has happened is that women with that empowerment have also become a little bit more, like, confident in their ability to express some things that I think that maybe they were held back on. Maybe they were, oh, you know, a woman wouldn't say that. Bear this. Don't say that out loud. I'm glad to see that's going away as a result of the survey this year. Because you see this every year with Father's Day. But with Mother's Day now, women are just being goddamn honest. When you ask women this year, two different surveys were released yesterday, what they want for Mother's Day. It isn't a bunch of stupid stuff like chocolates, flowers, time with the family. No. It's the exact same thing dads say every year. Dads have just never lied about it. They want nothing to do with their children. They want peace, quiet, and to be left alone.
Oh, yes.
So, read another way, they want nothing to do with their children or their husbands. They just want to be left alone.
Yes, and I'm with you. I am so glad that they're able to do this now again. I mean, in the 70s, that's what it was all about. I mean, you could say this stuff out loud. They didn't even want us in the house. We barely want to raise you. But then it did a turnaround where, God, no, women could not express that they needed time. They could express it quietly amongst themselves or the few
safe friends,
right? Because they were told this is the end all be all, the best thing you'll ever do. Don't ever complain about it. So this, they're not even saying they don't love their husband or their kids. But gosh dang right, they want to get away from all of it.
Longtime listeners will know the reference. One of literally the turning points in American culture about this was an article done by, I believe it's New York Magazine. I have it framed at home with my favorite title of all time. Where they had talked to dozens that are cited, and they had surveyed thousands of parents, mothers, and fathers. And the title of the story is "I Love My Children, I Hate My Life," and it was this whole story about how I love them. I mean, I wouldn't give them back, but if I had to do it over again, I wouldn't have them. Kind of thing.
And I don't like that part.
That has led to this further empowering of. I'm just going to say it out loud. I need a break. It's also, by the way, the lowest birth rate in the history of America as fewer and fewer people want to have children.
Now, I see your point. Like, the mom's in it right now with the kids and the husbands, and they're putting in work every day with the young kids. They want peace and quiet. But I feel like the moms whose kids are all grown up and out of the house now, they want you to come back and have dinner with them and celebrate Mother's Day and give them all the attention because they miss it.
Oh, I'm sure. They only interviewed for the surveys active parents, in this case, mothers.
Yeah. I have friends that are on all spectrums. Their kids are still in the house growing up, whether they're young or teenager. And then I have a few empty nester friends where the kids went off to college. And yes, they want them back home. If they could come and live back home, they would love that.
All of this is the last thing that their adult children want to do.
Yes.
They don't want to come home for Mother's Day weekend. They want nothing to do with you. One in four moms in the survey say they have less than 2 hours to themselves each week. Half wish they had more time to themselves for their own mental health or to remain happy and to remain positive, which is why on Mother's Day they just want to be left the hell alone. So bravo, kudos to KFC, who is introducing a Mother's Day menu to give mom what she really craves, peace, quiet, appreciation, and a delicious meal for the whole family to enjoy. What I love about this maneuver is that the menu features classic KFC family meals, which are renamed to honor how moms want to celebrate the holiday. They didn't change anything. These are existing KFC meals. They just put a different name on them for Mother's Day.
But wait a minute.
And mom doesn't have to do anything.
Okay, right. But they're family meals for Mother's Day, and mom doesn't want to be with the family.
Right. That is true. You are right. That is what's missing.
I mean, I'm glad it takes away that she doesn't have to be the one preparing the meal.
Mom can be gone all day, come home to the leftovers, something like that, maybe.
Why do I have a feeling this was made specifically for the dads who forgot it was Mother's Day, and they go through KFC drive-thru like, oops, I better get this.
Honey, you didn't. Which this is a typical guy move, right? It's Sunday. Dude plays golf all day. He's in the drive-thru. He's got the munchies from playing golf, being out in the sun or whatever. He goes through the drive-thru. Kyle's ready. Goes, oh no, it's Mother's Day, and so he gets this. He thinks, oh, this will win me. Aww. He maybe stops at a gas station for flowers, which is as nice as he's gonna do.
That was his other thing that reminded him. Oh, why is this person standing here with a bucket of flowers?
It's Mother's Day. He thinks he's figured this out. He walks in, not thinking like a dude. It's 4:35 p.m. Like, no, honey, happy Mother's Day. I took care of dinner. And she's like, you idiot. Look at me. I'm surrounded by flour and butter and eggs. I've been cooking all day, you ass.
And you left her home all day with the kids.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, KFC.
Let's play the pressure cooker right now. We've got a pair of tickets to see George Lopez. That's Hard Rock Live, Sacramento, Saturday night, September 21st. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing Friday morning of this week. You already have great seats. How about we bump you up to the front row? Ooh. The Pressure Cooker is our daily trivia game we play every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
We sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You know.
5 right, 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811. Caller 18 plays the Pressure Cooker.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.